Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for February 28th, 2026. And I am very grateful to be with you. Hopefully, I will be able to shed some light on the subject that we are about to enter into. It's a very interesting one. It's people, they don't understand the nature of the work. And so this man, Harold, from San Diego, writes me. He had been watching me on TV for years down in San Diego on XCTV, said, "If a spiritual practice is so important, why did Jesus not talk about it? I am a Christian, and I live by and breathe by the words of Jesus." Harold from San Diego. Harold, he did talk about a spiritual practice in his vernacular. You have to realize that he spoke from the Aramaic language, which was not as, shall we say, sophisticated as the one we have now, but nevertheless, he talked about everything under the sun. And so you think that a spiritual practice should be reading the Bible and studying it and memorizing it and categorizing it and giving it to your mind, which is a genetic disposition. You have a prejudice in your mind based on your genetics, your background in your ethnic background, as well as your gender background. So there's all these things that go on within us that we know very little or nothing about inside of us and are unconscious. But yes, he did talk about a spiritual practice. I'll give you a few little quotes here. "He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life." What does that mean? If you love your life, you'll lose it. If you hate it, you will keep it forever. Here's another one. "Children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." Oh, there's another one he talked about. "For whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted." Well, there's another one. "And if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily," he said, "and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man's advantage if he gain the whole world and loses himself or be cast away?" Harold, these are spiritual teachings. These are about a practice, how to live your life. Life is a practice. Honestly, it is not something that you memorize and think, "Oh, I get it now," because your intellectual prowess gets it. Here's another one. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. If he loves his father or mother more than me, he is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. Do you hear what he's saying? Do you understand? He's saying the problem is your family, how you live from both your genetic family and the human family. You're not hearing him. You're not understanding. But you will never understand because there is a basic prejudice, Harold, in you that you probably refuse to give up your rightness, your self-righteousness. And then Jesus says, "The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." People get easily offended. Their pride, their vanity, your pride, your vanity, Harold. you're sitting there in the comfort of your home writing me and thinking that you're doing something righteous when it's really, frankly, ignorant. You haven't awakened to the living teachings of Jesus, and a spiritual practice is about only three things. And if you understand the three things, you get it. Simplicity, solitude, and silence. If you live in those three elements, you will understand his words, and they will come out. They will come out inside of you. They will resonate within you, and then they will come from your deepest heart. And you will understand, not from the premise of intellectual understanding, but a spiritual understanding. It is beyond the concepts of mind. The teachings of Jesus are not to be taken as though they are commandments. They are fingers pointing to the manner of the way. And if you are of that ilk, if you are of that blessed place where you can give and forgive, where you can look at yourself and understand, I know not what I do. That is my theme for myself. I know not what I do. And when I understand what that means, it simply requires of me a new way of living. I have to be principled. I have to be very principled. I have to be not determined, but disciplined. Not determined, but disciplined. And if I'm not any of those things, if I'm not going to look beyond the literal mindedness of Gregory Edward and you, Harold, you and I would not understand what it means to awaken or to be even remotely realized. This is really what it's all about. It's nothing more, it's nothing less. But if you don't understand it, if you don't get it, if you don't want to get it, as it were, because you want to think in terms of the way you think, you know, you only have so many thoughts you can think from. And basically, there are only two, hate and fear. You fear things that you hate and hate things you fear. With those two elements as the crux of the matter of your life, how you can think and what you can think from, you will never understand the loving poise and presence that Jesus is talking about in his teachings, especially in the Beatitudes, which outlines absolutely a spiritual practice. To be humble, to be meek, to understand beyond the ideals of my own thinking, my precepts, my concepts. Yes, he did teach a spiritual practice. He was pungent about it. He got angry. He got sad. He saw many things in human nature that he knew would not be prevalent in those who are seeking the way. Some people are just tired. As Lhotse said, they're sick of their own sickness, and that is where it begins. The practice begins when you and I are sick of our sickness. So we take the humble approach. We forgive and give and forgive and give over and over without any hesitation. If you can listen to Jesus, really be listening, you will be troubled. You will be very troubled. He said in the Gnostics, I came and found all of them a drunk, none of them a thirst. He was right. This is the way we are. This is the way we will be. And this is the way of human nature. But if you can live beyond your human nature, you can find the means of the way. You have to be dedicated. You have to be disciplined. You have to live simply. And you cannot take what he's teaching and make it an intellectual prowess of your ego. I hope that helps you, Harold. You got some real concepts here that are hardened, and they show the hardness of your heart, not the meaning of what Jesus was teaching. I wish you well. I hope this helps those of you who are skeptical about whatever it is that is the manner of the way within you. You have to have courage. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. And please, as always, forgive me.